a little nervous going into today's show.
Just breathe it out. It's not a big deal to sort of breathe it all out, because I know that this job is tension filled. You feel it?
Yeah. No, yeah, I can do this. I got it. We can do this. And go.
That was very deep breathing. You're very good, Mr. Hilton. I'm going to play something that's going to take your breath away.
Oh, sweet. What is it?
Well, first of all, let everybody know that they're connected to All Songs Considered, right? You know, we started that so long ago, right? So long ago, when it felt like such a novelty to be to click a button and listen on.
I think I can imitate you on the very first show. Oh,
go for it.
It's All Songs Considered, a music show for your computer.
That's right. I did do that. It's so quaint. I don't know how computers and quaint can be in one sentence. But
imagine music on your computer. So what's the song you want to play?
So a couple things keep happening to me when I'm listening to music randomly. It started sort of a few weeks ago. A bunch of Best Coast songs came on, and I really like that band. Mm-hmm. Very girl group inspired by the 60s. And then last week we played Abducted. Remember that one by Cults?
Right, yeah. Another sort of 60s girl group inspired band.
And then I heard a Ronette song on our 24/7 stream.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, did that sound great on my little, I have this little mono table internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like an oxymoron. And it sounded so fantastic. You know, Phil Spector, of course, did all his music in mono. Mm-hmm. And so it was just perfectly mixed for a little speaker. And got to thinking about Phil Spector, and then I'm looking for songs for today. And all my songs today are all going to be sort of orchestral little gems.
Okay.
And one of them is a new collection of Phil Spector songs remastered, 1961 to 1966.
In mono?
Of course. I mean, that would be sacrilege if they try to put them in stereo. And they sound brilliant. And this one is going to be by the Ronettes. You know, Phil Spector married Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes. And when they performed, Ronnie and Phil would practice the songs together. They were lovers. And Phil would, can I say touch, on the...
I don't know. I'm still trying to get past the word lovers, but it's all right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, it was a very... It turned out to be a very... Bit. Yeah, well, very weird relationship eventually. Like, he would not let her wear shoes in the house for fear she would leave. He had a coffin with a glass thing that sort of... Phil Spector was an oddball, right? Of all, and of course... convicted of murder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in 2009. But that doesn't...
doesn't take away from the fact that these are great recordings.
They are great recordings. And he made some of the best recordings of the 20th century. So I'm just going to play this. This is Walking in the Rain by the Ronettes. And
all right, awesome.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
show's a wrap.
Bob, you just looked like you were in absolute heaven listening
I was.
To that song.
Absolutely was. The crescendo of the thunderstorm.
Boom.
And the drums.
Yeah.
And everything all together. And I believed her, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing. There, you know, the lyrics are, you know, if you write them down, they'd be kind of silly. But I believed everything she said in that song.
Well, so I grew up in a little farm town, and we had one radio station. You know, you could drive 100 miles from that town and still only hear the one radio station. And it was an oldies station.
Wow.
And they played stuff like this all the time when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s. And so I don't have the best associations with it. But hearing it now, and I haven't listened to that in decades, but hearing that now, it feels more accessible now in the 21st century than it did to me hearing it, you know, when it was only maybe 10 years old or less.
It feels like a really honest, honest sound.
Yeah.
So the Ronettes doing Walking in the Rain from a new set of Phil Spector. The collection is called Wall of Sound, of course. The very best of Phil Spector, 1961 to 1966. I'm going to play some stuff later on that's going to be stuff that you could hear his influence on.
Well, I want to play a group called Little Scream, and Little Scream is essentially one woman. Her name's Lauren Sprengelmeier, and she is originally from Iowa, but she's now based in Montreal. She has a voice that I think will complement what we just heard very nicely. It's a very, very beautiful voice, sometimes a haunting voice. The title of the record, or the title of her band, I should say, Little Scream, sort of says a lot about what her sound is like. It's sort of big and small. It's huge and expansive, but also intimate. It's really raw and gritty, but also very delicate. Part P.J. Harvey and maybe Juliana Barwick, you know, the ambient a cappella singer we had on a few weeks ago. It's sort of the yin and the yang together. It really, really works nicely. Her new record is called The Golden Record. This song I want to play is called Red Hunting Jacket.
Thank you.
That a lot.
Yeah, Little Scream. I want to see her live. I think that would be super cool to see how she pulls that off live. Little Scream, the song was Red Hunting Jacket from the Golden Record.
So what's the whole album like?
Well, that song is sort of indicative of the range of the album. You know, that it's almost like it didn't know what it wanted to be. It would slow down and be sort of dreamy for a second and then start ramping back up and then turn into a great pop, catchy pop song. And that's what the whole record is like. There are some very dreamy, ambient moments, very meditative, and then moments that are just pure, super catchy, infectious pop.
Excellent. I've got the High Llamas. Do you know the High Llamas?
I do know the High Llamas.
So I've been listening to them a long time. They've been together probably since the 1990, been making records for about 18 years.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Sean O'Hagan is the leader of the band. I think it's been four and a half years since the last record. Very influenced by Brian Wilson, who is, of course, incredibly influenced by Phil Spector.
Right, I was going to say, we're talking a lot about
the
harmonies
production.
That production. Yeah.
And there's something about this music that sort of reminds me also of the orchestrations in, like, The Wizard of Oz. I mean, I don't even know.
Not sure I know what that means.
Well, a lot of flourishy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cinematic or?
Yeah, cinematic would be a good way another good way to say it. The High Llamas are just a unique band, and no one else makes music like this, although it's very lifted from Pet Sounds and Beach Boys stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're sick of hearing that, but how could they not? It's so true. Mm-hmm. It's so much a part of what they are. The new record's called Tallahassee Way. So it's T-A-L-A-H-O-M-I, Tallahassee. And I think it's this fictitious utopia of Mr. Sean O'Higgins. He definitely creates little worlds, and I think this is another one of his. I'm going to play the lead-off track. The cut's called Barry Adams. Thank you. It's always a little clippity-clop sounds in their music.
We're just hanging out in the late 60s, early 70s with a lot of the stuff we're playing today. And do you mind if I go ahead and get to the next thing that I had? Because it fits in so nicely.
Okay.
With this, it's actually Danger Mouse, Brian Burton. It's a project we first talked about last fall. We had Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupe, who is an Italian composer and arranger, on the show to talk about a project they've been working on for about 5 years that they're calling Rome. And the two have a shared love of classic Italian soundtracks from classic Italian films, especially the spaghetti Western films of the late 60s and early 70s, like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, or Once Upon a Time in the West. And they've put together this record that sounds sort of like it's from a futuristic spaghetti Western soundtrack. Danger Mouse, of course, an incredible producer and who's done just so many different projects, from Broken Bells to working with on the Gorillaz record.
And you can hear Ennio Morricone, the Italian film composer, was sort of influenced this throughout all of his music and all of the projects he does.
Yeah, I think so. So it's not a total surprise that Brian Burton would end up taking on a project like this. They got two singers to work with, Jack White and Nora Jones. Jack White appears on the track that...
Yeah, not bad choices.
No, you could do worse. Jack White appears on the track that I want to play from the album Rome.
You said album.
I tried really hard to say album.
Didn't you do that?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's because I was trying too hard.
Okay, let it go. Deep breath.
Okay, here we go. From the album Rome.
What a fascinating combination there.
Really? Yeah. It works very well. The complement one another really well.
I think they're going to do a U.S. tour of this and orchestra and all.
So. Well, we'll have a first listen. The record isn't out until May 17th, and we will have the whole thing up for everybody to hear on May 9th. The record's called Rome. We talked about it with Danger Mouse and Daniel Lupe.
It's been a while. That was
back
like
in
the
October.
Weather was cold, yeah.
Yeah, it was October. And at the time, they thought the record would be coming out in March. It's been put off until May. You can still listen to that interview we did with them that's still online.
Which is pretty revealing and kind of cool how they wound up doing this, how it took so long, what it was they were after.
They recorded it in Rome. They went and gathered together all these musicians who were in the orchestra, in the original orchestras for some of those great classic Italian film scores.
And some of the infighting that still goes on.
And some of these guys hadn't seen each other in 40 years, yeah. And they get together and make this great music. It's a wonderful story. Yeah, and that too.
Is it my turn?
What do you got?
More orchestral stuff. That's our theme.
Okay.
Without question. I walked into a church in Austin, South by Southwest, on a late night. Needed a breather. I didn't know what I was going to see. I just knew I needed to sit down. It had been a long day. It was our third day there. And I thought, it's always good to walk into either St. David's or the Presbyterian Church and catch something. And I walked in, and there's a cellist and a drummer and a woman that looked an awful lot like Abigail Washburn. It was
Abigail. Weird.
Yes. And the cellist was Ben Solis, who I'd seen at Newport, and I've missed his music completely. I don't know how it is.
We had him on Second Stage as a find. It's been a number of years ago, but it was before he'd really put out any records at all.
There aren't many folk pop southern cellists that we can think of, right? I can think of one. and he's got a new record coming out. The new record is called Inclusions. There is a love song on this record that is just fantastic, and it speaks to, it's very personal. It speaks to the South. He grew up in Lexington, Kentucky. Lexington?
You said Ablam.
Yeah, that's right. He grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, and so let's give a listen. You got to listen to the words in this. That's that to me. Besides the odd harmonies that go on, spend some time, listen to the story of Ben Solis tells in this song called Bible Belt.
I can't promise I'll try to listen, but I promise to try to try.
Excellent.
Bought an old tux coat at the vintage store. Had a few holes in it from the man before. You wore a champagne dress. Bought it at Target 'cause it cost less. Rented an old house with spiral stairs. Watched you walk down them with flowers in your hair. 4 months ago I didn't know your name. But I guess even as strangers we rattled the cage. Few folks whispering. The billboards say what they want. We didn't ask your permission, and I won't wait. Your Bible Belt. baby boy was born late that year. Our past caught up with us and caused a few tears. But I loved you like a hard rain. I just want to see you shed those chains. Everyone's telling us you better know his name. Every blind man needs his cane. You see, yours are not my traditions. I cannot cure your regrets. We didn't ask your permission. And I won't wear your Bible bell.
What a soulful voice.
It really does feel like an R&B song from the 1960s that's taken. And usually those horns are thrusting the song forward. And mm-hmm. in this case, it feels like it's pulling it apart.
Well, even if it didn't have the words, the music alone told you could just feel the weariness and the frustration in the story that it was telling. And it was perfect, just perfect.
Excellent. Ben Solee, the song's called Bible Belt, the record's called Inclusions, and I'll grab him for a tiny desk.
That's that'd be awesome.
Hey, Ben.
What are you doing?
Come on over.
Come play some music at our desk.
Yeah, he's coming in May, so we'll see.
So you said that you caught him at South By this year. Let's go out on a band that I discovered at South By this year, a band called Les Boucherettes. It's a group originally from Mexico that has also been featured on Alt Latino. They've since relocated. Originally from Mexico, they've relocated to Los Angeles, but even so, they're still considered part of this really vibrant, growing alternative Latin rock scene. This band, so cool. They've got this really cool record coming out. It's called Sin, 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 or it could be Sin, 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 which means without in Spanish. It's obviously some sort of play on their part. But the group is fronted by the singer-guitarist named Terry Genderbender. Incredible energy, just a gritty, raw garage rock band, and a great example of, I think, how diverse the music is coming out of Latin America. You know, it's not just Ricky Martin and Shakira. There's some great stuff coming out of there.
And you're going to do a show while I'm away. You're going to do a show with the All Latino folks. All Latino is a podcast and a stream on our site.
And a blog.
And a blog that features great alternative Latin music.
And they will bring it, I'm sure. The song I want to play is called I'm Getting Sick of You. And it's from their record that is not out until May 10th. So this is an exclusive preview.
I spoke of Abigail Washburn recently. We have an exclusive video of hers going up online that you can see, which is pretty cool, filmed in an old abandoned hotel in New York. We've been trying to do all sorts of previews over the weekend. If you got nothing to do, take a peek online, because we're trying to preview lots of new cool videos over the weekends now.
We also just yesterday on Monday, we also posted a video premiere of John Vanderslice from his new record.
Excellent. And we also have a blog post up about, we talked a little about falling out of love with your favorite bands. So we want you to go and think about the bands that you once loved.
And then you broke up.
And then because of something they did. I mean, it was their fault.
It wasn't you, it was them.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Usually is.
Well, I was going to say, what about a band you broke up with and then you had some time apart and then you pulled a Richard Burton, mm-hmm. you know, and Liz Taylor, and you decide to get married again?
Tell us that story. Yeah. Go to the All Songs Considered blog. You can follow us at All Songs on Twitter. We have a Facebook page also, and we, you know, try to keep you up to date with all the stuff we do because we do a 24/7 stream and the blog and all that stuff.
We're just having fun. I like music. I really do.
I thought you only liked ham.
No, that's, well.
That's part of you.
That is part of me. But the music, yeah, I like it all right.
Thank you, Robin Hilton.
Thank you, Bob. This is Les Boucherettes. I'm getting sick of you.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
You're coming down.